Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for the open. I sound like a rambling idiot. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hi, how are you?
Kenny, great to be with you.
It's good.
I cut out most of the rambling.
You didn't cut out enough.
That was the coherent part.
There really should have been none of me in that entire thing. There were so many things break.
I've thought that for the whole show.
We go throughout the entire year. Usually breaking news, if there's news that breaks on this show, it is big bombshell stuff. Like in the afternoon, it's like, okay, they moved this guy to IR and this guy to IR and this guy's coming off IR and this, that, and the other. It's, you know, roster moves, things like that. They talk about changes in the lineups and the Guardians around 6:30 on the afternoon show. Like, that's cool. With us, because there's a lot of breaking news that happens in the afternoon. With us, it's like, man, if you hear the thing, something big is probably going down. 9 times out of 10, something like, ooh, someone's getting fired. Like, that's usually how it goes. But during the owners' meetings, there's like, this is changing, that is changing, this is changing, that is changing. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. The game's going to be on Peacock on that Friday. Like, oh, well, who's got Peacock? Well, 71% of the people who signed up for Peacock just to watch the playoff game, they were retained by Peacock. So when we talk about the stadium stuff, there's things going on during the stadium stuff, and I'm looking, and then I kind of lose track of things. Like, I saw it, no offense to you, I'm not calling you out. I saw it happen to you. I mean, you had to have seen it happen to me yesterday, where I'm talking to you and I'm going, it's not, some of this isn't getting through because he's seeing some of this breaking news and I got to be ready for some of the breaking news. And I know it happened on my end because Owen was trying to contact me yesterday about something that had broken and I can't read lips. I just can't do it. And you were like, I'm going to stretch this sentence out because Ken can't talk. So yesterday was one of them weird shows where that happens. It's usually during the owners' meetings. And yesterday, during the owners' meetings, or I should say over the last couple of days during the owners' meetings, everybody's been kind of worked up about a possible dome in Brick Park or a renovated stadium on the lakefront. And we spoke about it yesterday, spoke about it last night. And then yesterday afternoon, Kelly Woodard, Director of Communications from the county, gave a statement to Owen as we were trying to, hey, let's get the other side here. I mean, the Browns are on the record in the owners' meetings and the gaggle with the media. Let's see if we can get the other side. And couldn't get anybody just yet yesterday, and there was a reason for that, and we'll probably get to that here in just a moment. But the statement reads, in response to the Browns on the stadium situation, quote, Cuyahoga County, has not received any proposals from the Browns. At this time, we believe that downtown Cleveland is the best location for the stadium. End quote. Tone, take her away.
I don't really think all that differently than I did a few days ago, that I think the dome is now happening. I don't necessarily see a huge save our team campaign. Believe me, if there was something that was going on.
Save Our Browns, that bumper sticker that's on that old fridge on the other side.
If there was some sort of orchestrated effort, it would have been out front and center. You would have had every local affiliate on the news. You would have had anybody who covers the news. You had anybody who has Substacks, anybody who has podcasts. They all would have been contacted. That campaign would have launched. It didn't. I don't know that there is any fuel for a downtown stadium at this point. And I'm a little surprised because I think it's over the last year when we knew the lease was up and we've had Daryl on, we've had Mary Kay, we've had all the updates. And there haven't been a ton of them. But as more and more people talked about the future of what could happen, all we were told all along was that the Dome would price us out. Anything with a roof would price us out. And then when they said, oh, it's actually just going to be twice as much and probably the Haslams will just pay more. It's like, all right, solves that issue. So give us the Dome. And as much as downtown, as far as I always thought, hey, if we're going to get a Super Bowl, if we're going to get a Big Ten championship, we're going to get a Final Four, we're going to get a WrestleMania, we're going to get this, we're going to do pie in the sky and get crazy. And I think we might get some things, get a bowl game, we'll get this and that.
Boy, I forgot I want a bowl game.
Remember, one too.
We had the Great Lakes Bowl one time. Yeah. Alabama played in it. Look it up, folks.
Let's see if Alabama has the guts to come north, play under the roof.
Wait, no, I don't. No, it was Bear Bryant. I think it was Kentucky.
Kentucky and Villanova.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well done. Alcohol hasn't gotten to all of it. Go ahead.
So I'm thinking about all these potential events that we can at least throw our hat in the ring. We're probably not going to get a fraction of them. But let's get a facility that we could use all this time. I'm thinking, well, this is going to be great. We're going to have a dome and in walking distance to all the amenities and the hotel. Well, now we're being told that's not happening either. So I don't love this either. Brook Park, a dome in Brook Park. But obviously, we're not seeing the renderings, Kenny. You made that point. We're not seeing the village. We're not seeing what it's going to look like. We're not going to see how they're going to improve the roads and make sure that you have proper egress and be able to get in and out from
the egress.
You gotta have egress.
We haven't spoken about it enough.
If you don't have egress, you got nothing.
Yeah, it's not even like front loading the contract because you have to have it out the entire time. So you have to have it. You have to have the egress.
What about ingress? Oh, now we're
shoot.
Crazy.
We haven't even talked about that. What do you think out of 100%, what do you think obviously out of 100%, what do you think the percentage is?
Let's make it a million percent.
Yeah. What do you think the percentage is of the fans that want a stadium in Brick Park, the Dome?
Oh, can I do an age demographic?
Go right
can
on
do
ahead.
A split?
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do demographic radio.
I love dividing the fans based on all sorts of different metrics.
Yes, you do. And yes, you have.
I think it is for anybody 50 and over. I think it's 85% natural air. Let's play in the elements. In fact, let's move the stadium. Can we somehow find a way to move the stadium further north? Can we take it all the way? Let's pass Canada. I want colder conditions. I want more elements. I want more layers.
Yeah, but the ice caps are melting. So what the hell are we supposed to do?
That's a story for a different
day. Can they play in Greenland?
But if you're under the age of 50...
Of course, do most of those people believe the ice caps are melting? 216-474.
There we go. We need to get into.
If you are under the age of 50...
Safety's back on.
I think it is so overwhelming in favor because people under the age of 50... They've been to other stadiums. They've gone to Indianapolis. They've gone to Minnesota. They've had other experiences. People that were in Houston were talking about that playoff game, how amazing that was. And that's Houston.
And why do you think they do that, though? Why do you think they do that? Is it because of, the older folks?
Well, we're softer. The younger generation's softer.
No, I think part of it's nostalgia because you remember the team.
Yep.
We just started to see a good football team.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like this run, I know they were a disappointment over the previous 2 years, but this was good, and then you had the 2020 run, but no one was ever in there. A person over 50 has seen the 80s Browns. They've seen...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Competitive football, where there was a person over 50 in the media, he goes, Kenny, you should have been there. Like, he's like, I know you were a baby or you weren't even born yet. You just went into the stadium and everybody just expected to win. It wasn't a hope. It was a totally
and it was
different
a party.
Outlook. Yes.
They were the best moments of Clevelanders during the 80s.
And so I am sensitive.
Well, that in the flats.
Exactly. I am sensitive to a person who is of that age, of the older generation. And I'll tell you why. Because I've said that, and this is a very big, stop me if I go a little bit too far on this, because this becomes a social experiment like no other. They're a very nostalgic group. You hold on to your youth. You hold on to things that were simpler. You hold on to a time that was simpler. There is no more nostalgic generation than people in my generation, which, yes, are millennials. Sometimes I'm not necessarily thrilled to say that, but here we are. Because what? We grew up as the wealthiest childhood group in American history, and a lot of things were just easier for us in the 90s. So you see all the stuff that's come. We watch the Nickelodeon stuff, all the shows coming back, all the things that we liked are coming back. People are playing retro Nintendo and all the other things because it harkens back to a similar time. So there will be a time where I'm 55 years old and I'm going to want things the old way, but I know I can't stand in the way of progress. My entire point is two things. On the drive-in, I go, you're probably right. If you're doing it by demographic, I would say that those folks who are a little older definitely want an open-air stadium downtown. It's what they know. It's what they trust, right?
And the Muni lot.
And the Muni lot,
and experiencing
yes.
the game days the way you've experienced it your whole life.
And there will be parts of that I will absolutely miss, and I'll say this isn't the same, because you know right around the tailgating area is going to be plenty of places set up where you can get yourself an $11 beer, and that's because it's a $2 discount on the beer that you're going to get inside the building. So that is going to be something that everybody misses, including myself. The other part of it is that I thought, if it is a 60-40 right now that people want it to be in Brook Park, I think as soon as we see a rendering, we're going to go, that's it. Move it on out. Five miles, move it on over there.
That's a great point. It's going to look amazing.
Once we see it, like it's actually something that can be built, will be built. Because the late, great Dick Fegler said, we'd be bigger than New York if everything that was ever written on, what was ever shown on paper, what Cleveland could be, was actually built. That is a key component to this, but once we see a rendering of something that seems real and tangible,
and they're going to say
off
they're
going
to use the buzz keywords, state of the art. They're going to make it look amazing, almost out of the future. But because it's Cleveland, they can't make it look too futuristic.
Yes,
it's got to have some roots in the Midwest with a backbone of Cleveland.
Well, it's Cleveland
and a guitar, one big guitar, in the shape of a guitar.
Always
let's be honest,
to have it there. But I like when they do the guitar smash, though, so I can't be a total hypocrite.
That worked out. I think that's worked
work
out very well. Good job.
Well,
good job, Browns.
Cleveland is an old city, so there has to be some brick in there. Got to get some brick in there. But, you know, we'll figure it out. Hell, I'm not Frank Lloyd Wright over here. There's the other part of it, too, where ticket prices were raised. We've had several fans give their thoughts and opinions on that. I hear you on that. I don't think that they're ever going to lower ticket prices in the NFL. So the prices are going up. They're never going to get lower. I mean, you can get them on secondary markets, this, that, and the other. But the general price of a ticket is going to go up. So my thought is, if you're going to pay for it, you might as well get the full comfort of it. Because at some point, this is going to be, like, we love the guys in the 537. And to those guys, I think a lot of them, like, hey, we can get in the game, that's great. But at some point, it's all going to be a premium experience. And so if you're going to pay for it, you might as well enjoy everything about it. And if you're sitting there in December and you're paying a premium price for a ticket and you're sitting in cold weather, can I really say that that's part of the price of the ticket? That's part of the experience of the price of the ticket is the cold weather? Because at Lambeau Field, a stadium that's been around for 80 years, almost 90, like that's part of how they kind of bake it in. Like, wow, this is an historic field.
Yes.
Once Soldier Field became a spaceship sitting inside Soldier Field, that went out the window.
And then the team sucked.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Oh, look at the Nick and Maslin. Nick, hello.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, Nick. Hey. Go ahead.
Lima, dude, you have no idea. I'm 63 years old. You put a dome up, I'll be at a lot more games. At our age, or older people, why is God's creation? Why do I want to go sit in the cold in the rain? Really?
Nick, this is weird because you always sound our age, and you've called him before, and you've said your age, and I'm always amazed by it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
good health.
You're a very young 63.
Nick, do your friends echo the sentiments? Because every time we open up the phone lines, it seems that anybody who starts waxing nostalgic, they want the elements. They think we're soft. They don't understand why the kids today.
Nick, you can have that experience on a Friday night in Maslin. The place has 16,000 people in it. They have tailgating there, and it's never. I know they have an indoor facility. Congratulations on all your success.
You know,
but the stadium will never be a dome.
10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't care. Yeah, I'll go do it. Nowadays, it's like, why? Why would I want to go sit through that? So, I can sit in my living room. I'd go to more games if I had a dome where I could walk in, take my coat off, relax, and be comfortable.
And if you're coming from Maslin, you don't care if it's downtown or Brook Park, right?
It's all the same.
You know what? I would prefer Brook Park. Just, you know, whatever. But it really doesn't matter to me. As long as it's true. If we could have a removable top, I mean, that would be awesome. But you know what? I'll settle for a dome.
Remove
I'm good with that.
Your top.
I'm from the same area, right?
We'll do it for you.
As a kid, like, it's Brook Park. Like, it's all part of Cleveland. Like, I know it's hard for an inner ring person to understand that. Like, if you're from Stark County, we all consider, like, Lakewood's Cleveland. Euclid's Cleveland. Like, it's all Cleveland to us. It's all Cleveland. Like, oh, you went up to Cleveland. Well, you went up, you were in Bay Village. Yeah, I was in Cleveland. Like, that's kind of the way they see it. So Brook Park is just Cleveland to a person from there. And I'll reference this real quick because Keith's already texting about it. And I know this. As I sent you guys, I found this morning at like 4 a.m. I sent this email from Florio.
I have it, yeah.
Prices are only going up. The PSLs, now I don't know about the PSLs. If we can get it without PSLs, that's great. Like Buffalo, they have the PSLs that are involved in there. They're talking $15,000 to $50,000 a seat.
And they're not building a dome. Like if ever there was a time, and I know this sounds great in theory and it never works in actuality, it would seem like the Bills should get to the Bills fans should get together and actually fight this. And it feels like they could.
Because at least in this situation, like, guys, it's going to be expensive, no doubt.
Yeah.
But if you had a dome, at least you get what you pay for and you can get events. $15,000 to $50,000 a seat is asinine. 216-474-0092. Now, we got about last night, but I want to get to these people. Is that okay? Let's get to these people who want to get in on this. The county has officially released a statement. Owen, thank you very much. Mitch, thank you guys very much. The county says, really, it's not a big comment, but they'd like to keep the stadium in downtown Cleveland. 216-474-0092. That and Andrew Berry speaking highly of Nick Chubb in his future with the Cleveland Browns. It's coming up on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.